Imagine being back in your high school cafeteria. What do you remember? Rectangular pizza, tater tots, paralyzing dread when you walk by the popular girls' table, check. Navigating the cafeteria's social scene can be stressful, so some schools are doing lunch differently. Emily Files of member station WUWM visited a school in Wisconsin where assigned seating is the move.
15-year-old Kylie Berger was relieved when she found out she wouldn't have to wander the cafeteria at her new school looking for a place to sit.
At first, I was really hyped because I had lots of different experiences with that. I moved with a lot with middle school, but usually I would like sit alone. So I was like really excited to not, you know, sit alone at a table for a whole year.
Kylie is a sophomore at the University School of Milwaukee, a private K-12 school in the suburb of River Hills. Students here are randomly assigned to lunch tables, which rotate depending on that day's schedule. Each has a mix of kids from different grades, with one teacher whose job it is to get the table talking. Kylie says it doesn't always go as planned.
Sometimes a lot of, like, it gets super awkward at tables. Like, the conversation usually goes from, like, okay, so what did you just come out of? Math. Okay. And that was really kind of where it ends.
But administrators say a little awkwardness is worth the trouble. Charlie Husio is dean of students and says the assigned seating improves school culture by forcing students out of their social comfort zones.
It's a really valuable way too for students to get to know each other, for students to meet new friends, and to keep the community as inclusive as possible.
Suzanne Rice gets excited when she hears about schools rethinking the cafeteria. Rice is a University of Kansas professor who studies the social impacts of school lunch.
Kids go to school lunch every day, millions and millions of kids, and they do it year in and year out. And nobody has stopped to really ask, what are they learning through this experience?
She thinks breaking up lunchtime cliques is something more schools should consider.
A meal is the venue over which adults get to know one another and develop their social skills. But we treat that utterly cavalierly in most schools.
At least one Wisconsin public school got positive results with a more structured lunch. Gibraltar Elementary switched to assigned tables in 2015 to reduce bullying. Assistant Principal Tim Mulrain says it worked.
We haven't had any major referrals, any major discipline problems in the lunchroom since the inception of the program. That was a major change.
Back at the University School of Milwaukee, sophomore Kylie Berger says the assigned seating doesn't fix everything. Like any high school, there are still cliques.
The lunch system is more kind of like a relief from that. It doesn't separate it. It doesn't reduce it in any way from my experience, but it definitely like gives you a break.
Kylie says there are times she would rather sit with her friends. But she thinks it's a good thing that at this school, no one sits alone. For NPR News, I'm Emily Files in Milwaukee.